Blog Talk Radio.
It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel the joy. It's all about love in your life. So follow your light, and you will feel your joy. Tune in to Love Light Joy at Blog Talk Radio with Dr. R.
Hello, hello, happy new year, happy 2016. It is a absolute pleasure to bring you this show today. After I've had time to rest and bask into the holiday season and coming into the new year, thank you for all of the callers that are online. If you would like to call in with a question today for your angels, excuse me, and ascended masters, please feel free to call in at 1-646-787-1834. And please bear with me, I have a bit of a tickle in my throat, so I'm going to do the best I can. And before we get started, I'm going to have a sip of water. And I'd like to thank you all for joining me, whether you are calling in live or you are listening back into the archive playbacks. Know that the questions that will be asked, the energy that is shared, those of us that are coming together, excuse me, during this time of love, light, joy, the energy is high, it's very powerful, and I'm sure that there are answers and information that can translate into your life, to your questions. So always know that whenever you join the call, whenever you happen to listen, whenever it happens to be shared with you, it is all divinely timed, it is divinely ordained, and it is perfect for you. So I'm excited. We ended 2015 with the themes of love and relationship and money, and we're coming into 2016 with a profound new awareness of energies and clarities, and the angels are really making their presence known and willing and ready to share messages with those who have questions or those who just want information. And so I will jump right in with our first caller. We have callers online. They have been on for a while. As always, I will say the area code and the first three numbers of your phone number to let you know that you are on live. And it is a pleasure to serve you today. So let's take our first caller. Please share your name. If you'd like to share a little bit of background information, that's fine. If you have a question, please share that. And we will be doing readings today from the Daily Angels, as well as the Goddesses wanted to come forth and share some messages and information as we go into 2016 with a very profound intuitive knowingness of the feminine presence and the divine nature of the mother and the nurturer. So we will take our first caller, area code 336-964. You are on live. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Dee.
Is it D?
Well, I have a long name, and I just like to be called D.
Okay, okay. Well, it is nice to meet you. And if you have a question, please feel free. If you'd like to share a little information, please feel free.
Okay. Well, basically, mine is in a lot of areas. So I just kind of want to know what the angels are really saying to me at this time. I've been praying for a lot of things. New beginnings for 2016, been going through some things, and I just kind of want to get a confirmation. I do talk to my angels. I don't do it regularly, but I'm learning to try to work on it more and
okay.
To get the answers for myself. But, if you can help me, I appreciate it. And
I would absolutely love to. We will call forth the angels and the messages that are particularly for you. It's very interesting that one card immediately came out of the deck for daily guidance. So I'm going to pull three more. And let's just see what the angels would like to share, to confirm, to convey. One. And this one definitely wants to come out. And then we'll see what the goddesses would like to add and how that ties in with the messages. Okay. So the first card that was apparent before I even pulled the other three for your daily guidance is the release and surrender card. And it says that we are showering you with blessings of our radiant love. Open your arms, release your challenges that you've held tightly within your hands. Open your hands, your arms, and your heart to our love and assistance. So the angels want you to know immediately that they hear you. And obviously, if you're communicating with them, they are listening. They are working behind the scenes. The next three cards that came, the first one was fresh air. And once the angels want you to know that your body needs refreshment, you need oxygenated air, grass, trees, nature, plants, flowers. So maybe go outside today, be as close to Mother Nature as possible. If it is a place where you can't get outside, try to bring outside inside. If you can, you know, we have wonderful technology. Maybe find something on a computer, just something that will ground you with nature, which will kind of relax your body and allow you to release those things, or at least give you clarity so that you can get more information. You can hear your angels clearer. Your next card is the opportunity to forgive. And so the situation, the questions you've been asking, they're giving you an opportunity to heal, to grow, and to release any negative patterns. And so right now, going into 2016, the energy is very powerful, and it's almost like once the acknowledgement of the issues or once it's brought to the surface, it can just be obliterated. It doesn't have to be necessarily, you know, in previous years, kind of toil through and work through and relive. We're at an energetic state in our vibration where we are truly mastering our art of creating. And so we can just choose to obliterate it once it comes forward because it really is for us. Oh, and it's interesting because as I'm talking to you, I felt a, and bear with me because this is the first time this has happened live on air, but I felt a pull in my chest to the left side by my heart area. And so I don't know if we got into the heart space and we obliterated at that, but it's tied into the heart area with you. And so I think just in acknowledging it, it's to the surface and it's ready to be released. It's ready. Yeah, as I continue to talk with you, I can feel it. And so it says it's an opportunity to forgive. And it says, we will help you release unforgiving thoughts, feelings, and energy and lift you to a higher place of peace and compassion. So know that that's happening. And the third card, which so perfectly fits into the information, it's almost like a seamless 1, 2, 3, is to ground yourself. And it says, when you detach from the awareness of your body in the physical world, almost in your mind, almost when you are maybe in the prayer mode, in a meditative state, sometimes if we don't ground that into the body, we're kind of bridging two states instead of bringing the power down through us into the physical, grounding it, and so that we can truly harness all of the energies that are available to us. So it says, although it's pleasant to float heavenward, your attention and your work are needed upon the earth. They're helping you balance your spiritual and material so that you can enjoy a fulfilling and an earthly life. And so the goddess card that came is Athena and its inner wisdom. And it pretty much just kind of sums it all up, which is wonderful. The goddesses have a wonderful way of doing that. It says, you know what to do. Trust your inner wisdom and take the appropriate action. And so those things you've been praying for, those situations, which may be multiple, they're all tied into releasing, and the easiest way to surrender and release so that more can come in, or whatever you're asking for can be released easily and gently, so that the newness can come in, is going outside, grounding yourself in nature, bringing those things into your awareness in the physical sense that bring you pleasure, that's simple, that's easy, brings you more peace. During that time, it gives you an opportunity to forgive, and while you're in the space of forgiveness, and mostly forgiveness is just really for the self, while it may appear to be directed towards others, it really is a time for us. And as I say this, I'm looking at the clock, so this is a wonderful time. It's about to be 11:11. And so 11:11 is the signature gateway that our power, our thoughts are very powerful. And whatever we choose to think about, we choose to create. So as we go into this moment and we take our time to release and let go and let our hearts heal, you're going into a time where your newness will continue to come into your life in wonderful, miraculous, very unexpected ways. That's the energy of what's happening now. It seems like it's almost like surprise party time, you know, and all the things we've been praying for. We're looking, and, you know, we think the surprise party is at this house, but it's really somewhere else, and it's more spectacular than we could have imagined. And your inner wisdom knows that, and Athena is with you, guiding you to that place. So as it has just turned 11:11, I want to say thank you for bringing our attention and starting the call off with releasing and surrendering and allowing the energy of forgiveness and love to come in, so that all of the things that, you know, you've been manifesting, which is waiting for you, can come in and just thrill you and delight you. And that's what the angels wanted me to share.
Thank you. That was beautiful. I appreciate that. It really helps me on this journey, and helps me today. And this confirmation on some things that was already within me that the angels already spoke to me. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for joining me. Please feel free to tune in, to share. If you'd like to continue to listen in, I'll just put it on headphones. I thank you. I appreciate you. And May 2016, just really, I hear the angels say, knock your socks off. That's what I heard in my mind, knock your socks off.
Thank you.
So in a wonderful way, in a wonderful way.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so as we go crossing over the 11:11 threshold into the latter 15 minutes of our show, I have had some new experiences that I haven't had online, on a broadcast, that's very interesting to me. So as the calls come in, I am learning so much more about myself, and I am growing, and I thank each and every one of you who take the time to call in, to listen in, to share, to help me tune in to the messages and the gifts that are coming to me. Even as I share these angel messages, I'm learning about myself. And the particular thing with the previous caller was I literally felt the energy of the heart space. And that is a new experience, to be able to identify and appreciate and take the time to say thank you, angels, for opening up something greater in me on air while people can listen to it and see that, you know, as we go into 2016, we are all learning. Our lights are all becoming more and more brighter. We are all shining in new and unique ways, that it's almost like remembering gifts and talents that we've had that are in our essence, but when they come forward, they're still like wonderfully shocking and new, and processing it and integrating it. And so this is definitely a reciprocal time for me in a broadcast to share, to come, to speak, to see the callers online, to thank you for joining me. Once again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-787-1834, and I will take our next caller. I thank you for taking the time to come be with us today. And the first three numbers, the area code and the first three numbers are 386-265. You are on air. Thank you for joining me. Hi, Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you are most welcome. How are you today?
I'm good today.
Okay, and would you like to share your name?
Yes, my name is Sheena.
Nice to meet you, Sheena. And do you have a question for your angels today?
Yes, I do. Well, I met this wonderful man coming into the year 2016, and he's about 8 years my senior. Just very nice guy, Jamaican fella, and we went out on a date. And so I just want to know what this man's intentions is. I mean, he tells me, but I just want to know if this is the guy that, you know, I'm going to be dating for a while, because I've been waiting for a long time for just kind of like the right fella with some common sense to come along. So I wonder what my angels has to say about this regarding this year, this new year. I just feel like newness all around.
Okay, well, let's see, Sheena, we got love on the line. I love that. We ended 2015 with, you know, people going into new relationships, and it's wonderful to start the broadcast with, you know, newness. And so, oh, there's a card sticking right out, and here's another one. And so let's see what the angels say about this wonderful new fella that has entered 2016 in your life. Okay. Nice. Okay. And so here we go. Okay. All right. And so your first card is Law of Attraction. And it says each thought is an investment that pays immediate dividends. So invest your thoughts wisely. You have the power to choose your thoughts and align them with love, peace, and harmony. And so at your request, the angels are saying that once you choose that, and it's interesting because this is surrounding love, and so I want to extend that out beyond your thoughts, in that your thoughts that you had been having, the energy that you had been putting out, has attracted this new relationship, this new person in your life. Mm-hmm. And so the law of attraction is definitely operating in this situation. And your second card is interesting because it's also the opportunity to forgive. And so the angels are coming forth, really, you know, the previous caller also had the opportunity to forgive card, and it must be centered around the heart chakra area, because I'm feeling not the intensity that I felt with the previous caller, but I'm feeling a softness around my heart area as I read the opportunity to forgive. So however this gentleman is in your life and what the work you've been doing, forgiveness is at play, and it's coming forth with your third card, which says steady progress. So you are progressing within your relationship, within yourself. I don't know if you have worked through forgiveness, if you have done a lot with forgiveness previously, but whatever you've done with that, it has allowed you to enhance the law of attraction and make steady progress along your path. And the angels want you to know that they acknowledge you for the progress that you've made in remembering love in your daily activities. They can clearly see the contribution that you are making to the world, to yourself, through your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions of love. So very interesting. I was motivated to pull a fourth card from the Daily Guidance, and it's a beautiful angel, and it says cleanse and detox. And so it says at this time in your life, with great love and respect, the angels want you to know to introduce more of a cleansing and detox into your life, whether it is to, they're specifically saying around the areas of stress, as well as anything that may have sorrow or old wounds, allow that to come to the surface, and it'll just pass. It's almost like once you acknowledge it, or once you cut the light on in a dark space, then the darkness is gone and it doesn't have to be dealt with anymore. But the angels also are pointing out that you've been doing the work. So either you're in a cleansing and detox, if you've been thinking about cleansing and detoxes, it's a great idea. If you've been doing it, then it is working. This gentleman is definitely attracted to you through the law of attraction. So you have manifested this through your thoughts, through your intentions, through your actions. And it's funny because the goddess card that came is Artemis. And Artemis is the guardian. And she says that she wants you to know that you and your loved ones are safe and spiritually protected. And so there's an element of peace and safety with this relationship, but it's coming from you. It's coming from within. That's what drew this to you. And so pay attention to really like what your inner self is saying, your inner knowingness, because you are making progress. You are on the right path. And if there seems to be some bumps and glitches, you know, in the new relationship, it just may point to working out little nuances of forgiveness, but it's definitely on the right path, and you definitely are safe, and you definitely are spiritually protected. The angels are around you.
Okay. It's been a long time since I've dated. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, man, because I'm young still, and it's like the young guys in my town, they just... I'm so above that, you know, so maturely. So I was like, I want a man that's a real, real guy, that's, and I have a 10-year-old daughter, that's willing to accept me and my child, that's going to be supportive to us, and a man with a little bit of, you know, that's settled and stable, a little bit of, financially, he's stable. And so this is the, you know, this is everything. This guy owns his own home, his own car, you know. So, whereas in the past, it's like these guys that would approach me, they wouldn't have a job, they would be staying with their mama and wouldn't have a car, and, you know, it just, everything that I didn't want. So when I started thinking that, I was like, I just want a man like that, that, you know, has his own. So I just, you know, I'm working on myself trying to open up more. And, And it just really made sense to read, because it's hard for me to let down my guard. And
well,
because
I'm gonna tell
you,
I pulled another card as you were literally as you were talking about him right before you said he has his own car and house. Right before that sentence came out, and the card I pulled is the prosperity card, and it's Abundasha. And it's a beautiful card. I wish you could see it. It's a lady holding a cornucopia with gold coins just coming out. And it says the universe is pouring its abundance out to you. Be open to receiving it. And so I just was like, I had to stop you. Like, oh, my God, this is the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful cards in the Goddess deck. And it ties right in line. Before you even said, like, he has his own home, he has his own car, he has the energy as well as you, because it's from you that you attracted him. I want to keep making that plain, that prosperity is all around you, and it's through him as well. It's being demonstrated that what you ask for is being generously poured out. And so you're right, be open to receiving it. And I can understand that at times, you know, when it's been a while and we've been diligently, you know, holding out and praying and having faith, and it comes, sometimes we're a little taken aback, like, okay, is it solidified? Is it going to be yanked from me? And it isn't. This is
exactly.
The time I was, you know, but it isn't. It's the energies now are for us to design the life we choose. And as long as we continue to be conscious, which I think this is what's tying, which is why your cleanse and detox came up, as long as you remain in that state of higher vibrating energy, because really that's what cleansing and detoxes does. It lets our energy vibrate higher. You will never go back down lower than that energy unless you consciously choose to. And so it will just really truly become the better it gets, the better it gets. And if there are glitches or things that make us feel a little uncomfortable, you know, it's just an opportunity to appreciate the moment and continue to go forth, because it is coming from you. You know, he is mirroring those things to you that you prayed for, that you waited for, that you were steadfast. And the angels want you to know that you literally are making steady progress. And obviously you hit the jackpot. Because I'm loving looking at this prosperity card. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Wow. I'd be so nervous to ask. I'm like, you know, I'm afraid of rejection. So, and it's like we just started dating. So it's like, it's almost like, because I always, you know, thought to myself, what got to me was that, you know, men, they go out on a date with a woman, and they don't mind trying to have sex with her on the first date. But then when you turn around and ask them to do something for you, it makes them uncomfortable. Like, you know, who she thinks she is? I just met her, and she's asking me to do this and do that. And so, you know, I was explaining that to him, and it's just like, a lot of times I am uncomfortable to ask because I've been so used to being independent and taking care of my daughter on, you know, singly, but, you know, so it makes me uncomfortable. So that's one of the things I have to get used to is receiving. I mean, it makes sense all the way around the board.
You just gave me chills with that. You really did. And I think being a giver, it's your time now. You know what I'm saying? Because as much pleasure as you get, or givers get from giving, know that we deny people that same pleasure when we don't let them give to us. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You know, and so you are tuned in, you are tapped in, the angels are all around you, and Artemis, you know, she's bringing my attention. She wants you to know, especially being a single mom, I understand that you are safe and you are spiritually protected. And your daughter is safe, you know, you and your loved ones. And if there is any situation, you know, that whatever comes out the blue, know that it will be handled because you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. So you'll be alerted to it anyway. It won't even be able to take root. So that's what the angels want you to know. And they wanted me to say, savor the moments. Savor the moments. With him, with the whatever you choose to do, even with the conversations of explaining, you know, opening yourself up to receiving more and more love, because those will be the times you'll look back and laugh at, and you'll enjoy, you know, you'll enjoy the moments.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and good luck. Well, not good luck, but many blessings, because we don't need luck. We are creators. And what we create, we get. So enjoy every moment of your wonderful new relationship and all of the prosperity that is tuned in for your whole new year, you know, for 2016. And thank you for calling in and sharing that with us and knowing that, you know, love is in the air and we can have what we ask for, even if we seem to have waited a long time.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for that uplift.
You're very welcome. And please tune in, come back when I'm online again and share with us the wonderful new news. You know, please feel free to join us again.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe I'll be visiting Jamaica or something. So I'll come back.
I know that's right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Amen to that.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year and have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, as we bring this, or as I bring this broadcast to a close, broadcast, I'm a little tongue-tied, I think I'm a little excited because, you know, just within the last caller, we had a true demonstration of the power in our creations and in our intentions. And I've heard a lot in the past couple of days of people who have held the faith and who have waited what seems like a long time for the things or desires or intentions that we know that we deserve, that we want, that we choose. And so now is the time. I'm here to say now is the time at 11:28 a.m. on January 6, 2016. This is this whole year. I am declaring it of those long-awaited dreams, manifest intentions to come forth. We are divine creators. We are abundant. We are the essence of God's source. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, the last card I pulled for every caller online and myself was Mother Mary, unconditional love. And so the mother wants you all and me to know that we are abundantly cared for. She is here. She is showing up. She is showing out by whatever name you refer to her. The energy of the mother is feminine, nurturing, guidance, strength, courage, faith, joy. And as always, love, light, enjoy to you all. Have a beautiful day and a very, very happy, happy, prosperous, abundant, light-filled 2016. And we will bring our call, our broadcast to a close with our song by Rosemary Roberts. I thank you once again for gracing my broadcast, Miss Roberts, with your beautiful voice. Sending you all lots of love from my heart to yours. Have a wonderful day.
It's all.